good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. How about we start this way today, Alan? Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. It's always fun to have a birthday. It means you made it to another year. I've been getting a lot of really nice messages, and so it goes.
And so it goes. Well, and so it goes with President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who released another recording about giving hush money, this time to a Playboy model, in which Mr. Trump appears to have knowledge about the payments. Mr. Cohen, of course, one of Trump's now former, it would appear, loyal personal aides and the keeper of his secrets under investigation by federal authorities.
Well, this is a very important story. I'll tell you why. We know that Special Prosecutor Mueller has been putting heat on Cohen, and now it looks like it's paying some dividends. Look, it isn't that this guy, Trump, hasn't had a lot of affairs and a lot of marriages and that there haven't been all kinds of accusations and divorces and things of that kind. We know that about the guy. However, he did get elected with his base knowing it, and in fact, it does appear that they haven't moved off the dime. That base has not moved in any of these polls that are coming out. I suspect that they won't care here either. I mean, we're talking about evangelicals who feel very strongly on matters of morality, who have not moved away from him despite the fact that these things keep coming and apparently will come. We heard one tape on CNN this morning that was pretty good evidence that these guys were plotting between themselves and how to make Karen McDougal's case go away. But is this going to change anybody's mind? Within the Republican Party, probably not, because we see this huge number of Republicans form. But the independents, that's where elections are going to be won or lost. And then the other question is, forget about the affairs. Does this indicate that other things that might come from Cohen are on the horizon? In other words, will he tell about campaign contributions and other things that he knows about that may be relevant to the special prosecutor's investigation? That's where the seriousness of this story comes.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Alan, quoted Kanye West yesterday, whack, quote, liberal snowflakes, and even inspired a vintage lock her up chant during an appearance before a conservative conference of high school students, the reference, of course, to Hillary Clinton.
Where has he been? You know, all of a sudden, the reemergence of the attorney general, who basically gave away the entire conduct of this investigation to Rob Rosenstein, is all of a sudden back and saying, lock her up and things of that kind. We can only assume that he's got some heat on him he'd like to deflect.
Interesting article in the New York Times this morning. New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand pushes left. She's begun to adopt a similar kind of economic populism that infused Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign in 2016. The Times asks, is she preparing for a 2020 campaign?
Does a bear walk in the woods? Of course. I mean, it's quite clear that she is. She says no, she's just talking about her own reelection bids as a senator. But it is clear that for quite a while now, she's been positioning herself in order to run for president. Now, what's interesting is she has a record. When she was a congressman from our area, by the way, Columbia County and some of these areas, she was to the right of the Democratic Party, no question about it, in terms of guns, sleeping with a gun under her bed. Now she has a zero rating from the NRA. We were told by Senator Schumer and DeMonto, who really backed her appointment, that she would evolve. And she has. You know, she knows that she has to move left. Andrew Cuomo knows he has to move left. They both have done it. Whether this is just a leftward push of convenience, only they will know.
Let's go to Maine, Alan, where it's the governor versus voters. An interesting story. Though voters approved a binding resolution last fall to expand Medicaid, Governor Paul LePage has refused to do it, saying he'd rather go to jail.
Well, as my mom once said to me about another issue, not a bad idea.
On the issue of Medicaid expansion, Alan.
On the issue of Medicaid expansion, the voters want it. The reactionary governor doesn't want it. He got himself elected governor, being who and what he is, and he figures there's no sense in deserting that now. So he'll do what many other people have done, said, I will risk being sent to jail, figuring that he won't, and they won't do that to him. He's just going to nullify what the voters want. Can't be that popular.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us again. Happy birthday, Alan. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, David. Always fun to talk to you.